This is the August 7th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition 808 for property ID 18549000. The property is owned by IRA Resources, Inc., FBO Daniel Wisner, IRA. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We have no one present from the assessor's office and no one present for the appellant. I will turn it over to Chairman Daniel Weaver.
Since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions from the board?
No questions.
No question.
All right. Close that hearing.
This is the August 7th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition 845 for property ID 25890200. The property is owned by IRAR Trust FBO Daniel Wisner 352-1830 et al. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present from the assessor's office and no one present from the appellant, so I will turn it over to Chairman Daniel Weaver.
Since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions from the board?
No question.
We'll close that hearing.
This is the August 7th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition 846 for property ID 25892-1000. The property is owned by IRAR Trust FBO Daniel Wisner 352-1830 et al. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present from the assessor's office and no one present for the appellant. I will turn it over to Chairman Daniel Weaver.
Since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.
No questions.
Close the hearing.
This is the August 7th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 835 for property ID 14066400. The property is owned by Joshua and Thomas Hogan. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Josh here for the appellant. If you could please raise your right hand to be sworn in now.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2023. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as to the outcome. And you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay, thank you. You do have my comparable sales sheet and the assessor's corresponding response?
Yes.
Okay. So, for starters, I believe the first problem is with the, in response to the assessor, is the, they continue to use Camas, Washington as a comparable to Washougal. I live in Washougal. And Camas is, in my mind, not a fair comparison. It has a better school district. It has a bigger police department. It has more fire coverage. The home values are more expensive. So the first three homes on their list are all in Camas. Actually, those are the only three comps that the assessor provided, which I believe is an inaccurate comparison, to put it lightly. The second problem is each of their three comps, they have a sales price. Comp 1, $965,000. Comp 2, $1.015 million. Comp 3, $1.175 million. Now, those are the actual sales prices of these three comps. Yet, they're adjusting the sales price down below and applying a percentage increase. This does not make any sense at all. It says they're bound. They are bound by this to give the true value of a property. Is its market value? Is the money a buyer willing but not obligated to buy would pay for it? Well, the buyer actually paid $965,000. So how are they valuing it at $1.076
million? Let me just explain what they do there. The objective is to take a house that is nearly like yours or similar to your property, and they adjust it to the conditions of your property, conditions properties of your particular property. So when they go down and they say yours was valued at good, and this property that they're comparing it to is average plus, so they're increasing the value of that home to make it a good quality property. So they're saying that's the difference between being good and average plus. And the same thing is true with the square footage. If the square footage is different, then they have to add to that property some square footage to make it comparable to your property. And that's what they've done. And in the case of the garage, it has a much larger garage, so they've reduced it to make it comparable to your property. Same thing with the outbuilding. They've reduced it. So the objective in doing a comparable, you adjust the value of the comparable property to the same characteristics as your property to get a value for comparison.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, that makes sense to me. What doesn't make sense is this class of, you know, average plus versus good. I mean, by what metric is one house good versus another one average plus? This, I have no way of knowing. You know, they did offer up a response saying, you know, I could send pictures if they feel that it says the comparable sale provided. The owner should provide interior photos of their home if they feel the good construction quality is incorrect. I mean, what does good construction quality mean? And are they, I mean, when was the last time they even looked at my house? 25 years ago when it was built? When was the last time they looked at any of these comparable houses? 25, 30 years ago? I mean, and when does a property go from quote unquote good to average plus? I mean, these are arbitrary metrics that are being applied. And this is significant because I bought this house for $700,000 and now they're valuing it 40% higher. I know that has no bearing in this, but it has a bearing on my property tax bill every year. And this is just continuing to go up and there's no end in sight. So, you know, I liken this to the stock market. There's a reason they don't tax unrealized gains because no one would invest. No one would participate if you're going to tax paper gains, which is what's happening here. I'll leave it at that. But I don't understand.
Your property area. You back up to the Bear Creek or Bear whatever that development is behind you.
There's a couple of developments back here. Yeah, or you know. Small
just off of Hughes Road, there's mm-hmm. one up there that we see a lot of those properties, and they're valued very high.
Yeah, they are valued very high. Yeah, I mean that's above me up Hughes Road up to the top up there.
Right.
How close are your comps to your house? For example, how close is?
I mean, the two that I provided, like, so where was the one that I provided?
Provided three. The first one's on your street, and I can see that.
Yeah.
That's really close.
Yeah, the first one is on my street. The other two are right around the
17th.
Corner.
How close is that one?
That's out at the power lines. That's about a mile from my house. Like, I have to drive by that to get to my house.
And how about the last one on Miller Road?
Miller Road is up at the top up there. It's not inside the Bear Prairie property that, you know, you discussed, but it is up near the top of, I believe Hughes Road turns into Miller Road.
So how...
There.
How far would you estimate that's from your house?
A couple miles.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to point out one thing that's your sale number one, you have it mischaracterized. You have it at 3440 square feet, but that's the total for the whole house. It is also on the assessor's list, and I looked it up because they have it listed differently. It was right, unfortunately. It's the assessor's number four, I believe.
On four? Yeah.
Yeah, the assessor's number four is the same property, and it's, and I looked it up, and it's 1521 square feet on the upper level and 1521 on the basement level, and you've got 3440 on the main level and 1521 on the basement. So it's really half that amount for the main level.
Yeah, okay. I see what you mean. Yeah, I agree with you.
So, because I thought that was a very good comp for you, but then when I looked it up, it turned out to be the wrong square footage.
It's not a 1,500 square foot house, though. I mean, that's two houses up the street. I've been there. That house is 3,400 in total.
Yeah, upper and lower. Right. Yeah.
Right. Just like mine. I mean, I have my basement. Even I have a mischaracterization of my basement. It's actually 400 per the finished basement. 471 per their. You know, my living area is 3,500. So
yeah,
I mean
yeah,
I don't understand. Like I don't. This is my problem. Like, because this seems to happen year over year. And I imagine this is just going to continue to happen, and you'll see me every year. But like, I don't understand the difference between good and average.
So you were here last year. Did we set the 875 value?
You did. Yes.
So I might try and give shed a little bit of light on that good and average and average pluses and all these things. The state really has developed a description to match those terms. And it comes down to things like the quality of your wood trim, the quality of the wood maybe that was used to put in it, the siding that's on it, and different levels of the materials used makes it good, average plus. They're really... very difficult, but it comes down to kind of a minute thing. And so you look at it, the assessor has to look at it and say, okay, I've got to make a determination. Is this maybe the quality of finish appears to be slightly superior or slightly less? So you're right. It comes to it. It's very difficult to try and determine the definitions between the two, but it has to do with quality of materials and quality of construction.
Yeah, the things also like... things. Whether you have granite counters in the kitchen versus Formica, if you have hardwood floors versus carpeted floors, I mean, those are all differences that make it either good or average.
I mean, I can understand that on a level, and I can also appreciate how difficult a job it must be for the assessor to put a value to all these homes. I do appreciate all of these things. What I do not appreciate are arbitrary metrics like good and average plus, which are taking a home on my street that sells for $825 and then applying again an arbitrary 25% increase of it to get it up to 1. However many million again year over year, and telling me that okay, Josh, now you're going to have to pay. Now your property tax bill is going to balloon again. I understand the property tax is my, you know, burden, but this is negligent in my mind. Like this is not okay. And again, it's year over year. So I'm going to be back next year with the same issue.
Especially in a year when our assessor said that basically there was no increase in value between the beginning of the year and the end of the year, and he put that in his letter that he sent out to everybody.
Just take a look at that particular property. He's added $78,000 between good and average. So he's brought that house up to a good quality. He's saying there's a $78,000 difference in between the quality of those two houses. Then the second thing is the square footage of the main level, which should make a lot of difference, and that causes some disparity, because if your upper level and lower level are finished in the same manner, they should be valued as the same as a main level house. But and the other thing that's in your, I guess, against your favor is that there's a 10-year difference in the age of the house. So they've added another, you know, whatever it is, where's the age?
52,100.
Yeah. They've added, because of the age, there's a 10-year difference in the value of the house because of age. So those things all make a difference, and that's how they get that house up to that level. And, you know, whether that's right, wrong, or indifferent, who knows? But that's what their obligation is to.
I understand their obligation, and I understand, you know, how they're bound by the law to do such. But again, like that home up the street is not a 1,500 square foot home. So this $116,000 adjustment against me is questionable. I don't know. I just think like that is not a good comparison. Like this $200,000 adjustment on a home on my street is questionable, on top of the fact that they are, you know, their comps, their own comps are in the city next door, which are also being adjusted because God knows what, it looks like mostly the grade and yeah, the grade, I guess, you know, average plus versus good. So that's where I stand. I don't think Camas is a good measuring stick, and I do question good versus average.
So those two, comps 4 and 5 are in your area, though. The other three are in Camas, is that correct?
That's correct, yeah, yes.
I don't have any other questions.
No, I don't have any other questions on it either. Yeah.
I got it.
It's just okay. A problem. So.
You'll hear from us within 30 days.
Thank you again for your time. Take care, all of you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Close the hearing.
This is the August 7th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 833 for property ID 11423-2252, and the property address is 1908 Southeast 97th Ave. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We don't have anyone here present for the assessor's office, but we do have Terry here for the appellant. If you could now please raise your right hand to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do. I so swear.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2023. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. And you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
I understand. Thank you. No questions. All right. Basically, I have based my appeal on last year's BOE reassessed value. Nothing has changed with the house except it's gotten a little bit older. The roof is still in need of replacement. The deck still needs replacement. And unfortunately, the inside is still in the same state. You know, when I originally bought the house, I had intended to do some of the work myself. But because of the last couple of years and the economy and the interest rates, the house has remained unchanged. So at this point, it's still an empty shell in need of electrical upgrades, plumbing upgrades, insulation, drywall, and renovation. So that's something that the assessor hasn't taken into account. So the value that I've asked for is based upon the previous BOE reappraisal, and we're pretty close to that.
Last year we set it at what?
$429,000,
and you're asking for less than that this year, $383,000.
Yes, because according to Zillow, the property values had gone down at the time.
Have you talked about it at all, or have they? I know they've probably seen the pictures that we've seen. Have they ever come out and see? Because when I look at it, I think you said you thought $58,000 would finish the upgrade, but that doesn't seem like enough when I look at the pictures.
No, ma'am, it's much more than $58,000. Just that's part of the estimates. And I'm sorry, the very first part of your question was cut off. You asked if I had spoken with someone.
At the assessor's office, have they ever visited the property or seen any detailed pictures other than the ones we have?
The assessor's office only visited a property this year for the 2024 assessment. However, they have not come into the property. Every year I have requested that the assessor officer come by and do an inspection prior to determining the value, and this is the first year that they have actually done it. However, they came, I wasn't here, they did the outside only. So no one has ever been on the inside from the assessor's office despite me requesting that prior to their appraisals or their assessed values. So if for the 2023, no, they did not come.
Okay.
And have you gotten the assessment for 2024 yet?
No, I have not, not that I know of. I've received nothing in the mail. Well, I received a letter from them with some pictures where they had gone outside. So, and that did come with a letter. So I'm assuming that did come with the assessment, yes, for 2024.
We have that. That shows a picture of the view that you have apparently from the deck.
That is correct. That is from the deck. It's interesting because I have the deck cordoned off, so I'm not quite sure how they got there, but I've got no trespassing sign posted because the deck is quite dangerous. It's original, it's wobbly, and it's got a lot of rot. So, yes, that is the view.
Are you down below? Are you south of the Evergreen Highway?
No, I am just north of Evergreen Highway on 97, so in between 14 and the highway.
Okay, and are you right along, are you like really close to the Evergreen Highway? Because I live kind of in that area, and 97th, I mean, I'm pretty familiar with it.
I'm approximately three houses up from Evergreen Highway.
Okay, okay.
So in the middle of the avenue or the middle of the block.
Okay.
Approximately. Yeah, lower third, probably.
Okay. I don't have any other questions.
Did you get the notice from the assessor regarding the 2023?
No, I did not.
Property? I mean, they sent out a notice and they made some statements in there
go ahead.
That the percentage of completion,
it's 27%,
and they said it's deemed should be 35% according to Marshall and Swift, and the value you put on it would make it something less than that.
Unfortunately, the value that I put on it was based upon estimates for drywall, plumbing, electrical, and at the time, they've all been very inflated. That's one of the reasons I haven't done the work, because everything has gone up and gotten so expensive. And in 2023, lumber was very expensive. Some of the things have come down, nonetheless, they're still. So the value at the time was basically what it would take to get the house to that completed state and the approximate estimates for the drywall, for the plaster, for the electrical, for the plumbing, for the exterior work, for the deck and things like that. So unfortunately, it's going to take a lot more, and it is closer to 25 to 35% when you consider the remaining work. So at this point, it's a shell in need of a new roof, exterior siding, the deck, and then the interior finishings to include cabinets and the drywall and the paint and the carpet and the flooring. So 25% to 35% is a good approximation on the completion, or the lack thereof, actually.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
All right.
I didn't want to find myself in this position, but, you know, the interest rates got so expensive I haven't been able to afford to do the work, and then I'm hoping that'll change because I'm getting closer to retirement. This was supposed to be my retirement house, and it's not quite there, obviously.
So but you still have your mail sent there. Are you in the house right now? Because it looks like you're in an unfinished house.
Yes, ma'am. I am in the house right now. I'm an airline pilot, so I've benefited the last couple of years because my company, Alaska Airlines, has been providing me a hotel room. So at the beginning and the end of my trips. So my family lives down in San Diego. I actually commute back and forth between San Diego and Portland. And when I come and I go, I've been staying in a hotel primarily the last 2 years. But I am at the house currently. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Have you done any work at all on this house? I mean, looking at the pictures, it looked pretty much like I think I've seen it the last two or three, last couple of years anyway. Is anything happening there?
At this point, no. I have not done any improvements at all. If anything, I've removed some things, like parts of the deck that were rotted. But no, nothing new has been done to the house since, you know, any demolition in the past. So no improvements at all.
So the wiring that I see in these black and white photos and all, is that the new wiring, or is that yet to be torn out and replaced, or were you?
That's the existing wiring that needs to be replaced. There's a lot of aluminum wiring in the house, and a lot of the wiring is not up to code. So the wiring that is here is the existing wiring, has not been replaced.
When was the house built?
1979.
And it has aluminum wiring in it?
It has some aluminum wiring, yes, correct.
Really?
Yes.
I assume it doesn't have galvanized pipe in it, though.
No, it has copper piping. And not all of the wiring is aluminum, just some of it that's a needed replacement.
Yeah, I didn't think they used anything that late in 79. I didn't think there was any aluminum wire still existing.
You know, I didn't either, but nonetheless managed to find it inside of the house. I can actually go take a picture and show some of it right now if I switch the camera around. It's primarily the larger 220 lines for the oven, for the a dryer and some heaters that are in the house, some of the larger amperage appliances.
All the things that could catch on fire.
Yes. So right now the house, you know, the electricity is, believe me, I worry about that. And also the old plumbing, because we've had all these snowmageddons and ice storms, and this year that did catch me, nip me in the bud. Since there's no insulation in the house and we had those ice storms, some of the pipes froze. Mm-hmm. So I was fortunate. The water was turned off for the house, but any existing water that was in the pipes is what froze, and that was on the exterior walls. So, yes, you know, the power's turned off because of those and disconnected because of those where those aluminum devices are.
Okay.
Okay.
Understand.
I think I got the picture.
Yeah.
I wish it were better between you and me, because this is basically I come and I take care of the lawn and try to keep it the outward appearances, but unfortunately it's still in the same state, in need of, but it's got good potential, good bones and good potential.
Good bone structure, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right. Yes, sir. Thank you.
You'll hear from us within 30 days.
I understand. Appreciate it. Y'all have a good day. Thank you for your time.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Bye-bye.